Hurricane Ian. It's going to make a landfall around Sarasota, a place that I know very well, in a couple of hours. And it's amazing, Len, how many regulars on our show are down in Florida giving us reports all morning. And we're now joined by Dr. Bob Huter. He's the OSearch chief scientist, and he's our shark expert. He's been on here talking about sharks and the attacks on people up here in Long Island, but we thought we would bring Dr. Bob on to talk about what's going on in Sarasota. Good morning, Dr. Bob. What's it looking like down there right now?
Good morning, Michael. Listen, the last time I was on the show, you said you were going to buy me a drink down here, so I'm waiting. I'm at the bar. Come on, man.
Well,
come on down. It's a great time to be here. There's no waiting.
Right. Well, Doctor, believe it or not, Dr. Bob, my wife and I were planning to fly down on Saturday, this Saturday, and I was going to get in touch with you and have a drink with you, but we postponed everything a week, so.
Okay. Well, it's a no-fly zone here now. I'm in Sarasota. I'm in a no evacuation area that's north and east of the coast, so we're not in any danger where we are of storm surge, but this storm is huge. The eye is enormous. The eye is as big as Lake Okeechobee, and it's just southwest of Sanibel right now. And it's getting ready to come on. The worst part for us is going to be starting around 2 o'clock to midnight. And, we'll just see if we luck out with things like tornadoes and wind where we are. But the people that are on the coast, I sure hope they got out, because they're talking a 12 to 16 foot storm surge in Charlotte Harbor, which is an area that's inside of Sanibel, north of Fort Myers.
I assume you'll lose power at some point?
Well, we'll see. You can only cross your fingers. The good thing about the community where I live is we have all underground power lines and internet lines and cable lines and things like that. So in the last Hurricane Irma, we never lost power where a lot of other people did, but it's sort of luck of the draw. We'll see.
Well, the thing
right now,
the thing,
we got
I guess,
power, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing you got to be concerned about, if those winds are whipping up, I mean, what 100 miles an hour, even more than that, they can knock down trees that can take your roof out.
That's right. So, and we do have some big oak trees, in this beautiful neighborhood where we live. We live in a place called the Meadows. I don't know if you're familiar
what?
With that, Michael.
But, wait. That's where my house is. I'm in the Meadows.
You're in the Meadows?
I'm in the Meadows. I'm in Downham Meadow Lane.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're on Everwood Run in the Meadows. And
oh, I know it well.
It's a solid, our house is a nice solid concrete block home with a good barrel tile roof. So, but, it's still kind of luck of the draw. We have big oak trees here, and if you have a tornado that rips through, then who knows? The pool cage is always a concern, and unfortunately, our wonderful property insurance situation here in Florida, you can't get the pool cages really insured. So that
well, you know, my house is right near Benderson Lake there, so I'm a little worried about if that lake overflows.
I heard you guys talking about that. I don't think you have to worry about surge all the way from there to into the Meadows, but what does happen, obviously, is with all these retention ponds and lakes that we have here, is that they fill up very rapidly with this, with water, and they're talking about maybe 20 inches of rain here in Sarasota. So that's a concern. Then the water starts creeping up into people's homes. But
hey,
surge per se, no.
We're on with Dr. Bob, our shark expert. We have less than a minute left, Doc. What happens in the ocean when all this craziness is going on? How do the sharks react?
It's a sharknado. That's what happens. It's a sharknado.
Oh, no.
We have actually seen in the past, we've seen evidence of sharks actually detecting when a hurricane is approaching and getting out of shallow water and moving into deep water and riding it out. We track sharks during Fiona up in Nova Scotia, and interestingly, they just seem to kind of hang in there right where the storm came in. They didn't move that much, but that may be because these are big great white sharks, but smaller sharks and other critters will just go deep and ride it out until it passes and then resume their behavior. So
interesting. Mm.
All right, Dr. Bob, I don't want to put you out today because I know you got a lot of things to worry about, but if you got a chance later on, can you check up on my house? I'll give you the address just to make sure.
Yeah, Doc, sure.
Michael.
Just go check us out.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
And Michael, here's a joke for you. We were really hoping down here that our Governor DeSantis was going to send this storm to Martha's Vineyard, but it didn't happen.
There you go.
Good one. Dr. Bob Huter, OSearch chief scientist, our resident shark expert. Hey, when I'm down next week, I'll definitely look you up, and we'll get together, and I will buy you that drink. All right. Thanks. Good luck,
Sounds
Dr. Bob.
Okay. I look forward to it, Michael. Take care.
News time, 9:30. Joe Barlick. Good morning, Joe.
Words I'd never heard Michael say. I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to expense it. I mean, come on, Natalie. I can expense it, can't I? I mean,
expense
the guys are regular.
For it. You're joking,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have big expense accounts here at iHeart. It's unbelievable.
Right, Bob, be prepared to pick up the tab because he's not going to reach for it. Millions along Florida's Gulf Coast have been told to evacuate. Hurricane Ian has been described as a monster, expected to make landfall in just a couple of hours. Governor DeSantis says the storm now has 155-mile-an-hour winds. That means it's knocking on the door of a Category 5 storm.
A storm of this magnitude will produce catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge on the Gulf Coast of Florida. And the highest risk areas are ranging from Collier County up to Sarasota County.
Up to 2 feet of rain expected. Could you imagine that? Landfall expected this afternoon around Sarasota. DeSantis says it's too late to evacuate. So if you're there, hunker down. Good luck. Mayor Adams won't say what he's up to at night, chastised reporters who are upset because many of his events and meetings at night aren't on his official schedule.
If you want to get through these next 3 years and 3 months, don't try to script me. Because I told you this when I was elected. If you try to script me, you're not going to get it right.
Eric doesn't like telling people where he goes because he doesn't know what he's going to do half the time. He says,
"That's not how he rolls.
Just how I flow." All right. Residents of the Bronx a little upset with Eric. Tents went up at Orchard Beach to provide shelter to migrants. They complained they weren't asked by the city before they decided to put the migrants in their community. They say they're worried about crime and taking away their public recreation space. But Mayor Adams says it's his and their civic responsibility to take care of these people. All right, Eric, here's another crime story. 4 people shot and injured in Queens. Cops think the shooting at the London Planet Tree Skate Park in Ozone Park was gang-related. All of the victims, innocent bystanders. So gangbangers shoot, innocent bystanders get shot. The gunman got away. Unfortunately, all of the victims are going to be okay. They were not seriously injured. Finally, 20 richest people in America are $235 billion poorer today than they were a year ago. It's still worth a lot of money, but, you know, the biggest loser, Mark Zuckerberg. He lost $74 billion and dropped out of the top 10 for the first time in 2014.
That's the end.
No, he's got plenty more. One of those who grew their fortune in the past year, believe it or not, is former Mayor Bloomberg. He's 9th on the list. His net worth is now $76.8 billion. That's pretty good, huh?
Wow.
Warren Buffett.
How did he get his fortune up when everyone else was losing money?
His company the value of his company went up. Warren Buffett, $97 billion. Larry Ellison, number 4, $101 billion. Bill Gates, $106 billion. Jeff Bezos, $151 billion. This is a guy who gave away half his fortune and still has $151 billion. The richest person in America, Elon Musk, $251 billion.
Mm. Where's Len on that list? Can you find Len on the list?
He's coming up. He's right behind Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm sure I am. I might be ahead of him.
It's probably true.
All right, let's see if you make Dow's up 63, S&P's up 3, and NASDAQ down 22. So don't get too excited yet.
All right, thanks, Joe Barlick. Coming up next, Greg Giangrande, the career advice columnist for the New York Post, joins us. Hey, if you're earning less than your predecessor, what can you do about it? And what if you're earning less than your co-host? What do you do about that? Big questions.
Crying your milk. That's what you do.
when we come back. Hey, if your mobility isn't like it used to be or you're living with nagging pain, then you need to make an appointment with my friends at Trinity Rehab. They will restore your freedom to live life pain-free. Now, this is cutting-edge state-of-the-art physical therapy that will improve your life and your mobility. Trinity Rehab has the EPAT machine. It's FDA-approved non-surgical acoustic pressure wave technology. Breaks up scar tissue, enhances healing, gets rid of pain very quickly. It's effective for back or neck pain, tennis elbow, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and knee pain. In just 3 5-minute sessions, you could be virtually pain-free. So effective that Olympic athletes and a local professional football team use EPAT for their injuries. No prescription is needed to get started. Trinity has 37 clinics all over New Jersey, including Hackensack and Wyckoff. Call 800-518-0977. That's 800-518-0977. Or visit their website at trinity-rehab.com. That's trinity-rehab.com.